All right, thank you. This is the last meeting of the 2021 coordinating committee for the Pacifica National Board. Believing we have a quorum present, I would appreciate it if the secretary would take the roll.
Sure. Lydia Brazon. I don't think Lydia's here. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey's present. Vanessa Dixon-Briggs. Excuse me.
Here.
Thank you. Vanessa's here. Lyndon Foley. Lyndon. I don't hear Lyndon. Sandra Roline.
I'm here.
Sandra present. James Sagerton. James?
Here.
Great, thank you. Anita Sims? I don't hear Anita.
Anita is ill.
Steinberg? Anita's, okay.
Here.
Alex Steinberg's here, and Paulina Vasiliev, that's me. I'm here. We have...
Wonderful, all right.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so did I hear somebody trying to speak a moment ago? Okay, so the purpose of this meeting is, as usual, to draft the agenda for the first regular meeting. I guess there is only one regular meeting. So the regular meeting of the PMB, this one being for January 6th. And the preliminaries of the meeting are call to order, roll call. Let's see, do we have any report outs from closed sessions? Alex, we might.
I think we do. I don't remember. I think we do. I'm pretty sure we do.
I'm thinking.
Okay, I'll leave the dates blank.
This is Sandra. May I speak?
Sure. Go ahead, Sandra.
Part of the report out would be from our special meeting that was held on the 22nd of December.
That's right.
Simply to say that the PNB did the second round interview with the three executive director finalists, and follow-up questions will be sent via email, and it's our hope to select a new executive director at our meeting on the 6th.
Yeah, we don't actually have to.
Okay.
Announce the text of the report out. We just have to make sure it's on the agenda.
Okay.
Right. So that's from December 22nd, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it.
There might also be a report out from the pre-executive session on the, which I think,
I think
is on
you're
the 16th.
Right. On the 15th?
16th.
Okay, I'll let you know. Okay. Excused absences, identify timekeepers, agenda approval, approve minutes from open session of, do we have minutes coming through? Do you know, Paulina, if we have minutes coming through for the sixth?
I'll have to check which ones are available. I will put those into the draft agenda according to what I have.
Okay, I'll just.
But I guess I'll have to send it. Yeah, question mark for now. Sorry. I have to double check.
Okay, and am I assuming for the moment that we won't have an ICFO report, or is that not a safe assumption?
No, that's not a safe assumption. We will have one.
Okay, thank you. And then, are we going to have an IED report? Since Lee isn't here to answer for herself, I'm going to assume that we will. She generally has one. The first meeting of the month, right?
Actually, I spoke to Lydia earlier today, and she said that she doesn't have anything. She most likely doesn't have anything in the open session.
Okay.
I'll nix that one then. Do we have any motions from non-committees coming through?
Not that I'm aware of.
I believe I saw a motion from Lydia Ponce.
We did that one already.
We
handled that on the 16th.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, so next up, committee reports. Audit. Anything from audit?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
We had a meeting, but it was just basically to retroactively approve the management
the management letter. This is Anita.
Yeah.
Hi, Anita.
Hey,
sorry,
how are you feeling?
Better.
Good.
All right. Finance Committee, James, do we have any motions? Just a report this time.
We'll have a motion in the closed session and a motion in the open session.
Okay, so one motion.
No. Yes, one in the open session. Correct.
Right. Anything controversial, or will 10 minutes suffice?
No, it's the motion we approved about the third party fundraising.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
I will forward that.
Actually, I forgot. There's a couple of items I have to go into open session. There's a challenge to Chris Corey's directorship.
All right.
Yeah, so we can dispose of that in 10 minutes, I believe.
Okay.
Where on the agenda would you like it?
Well, probably it should go at the front so that we just get that out of the way so people won't complain, you know. And the other one is there's a challenge to the affiliate director's election, and that would also should go at the front, and that should be no more than 10 minutes as well.
Oh, wait, Alex, the challenge to directorship, that would be an open session, right?
Of course.
Yeah, of course. Okay. So I'm just wondering about. Yeah, no. I'm just wondering about how to frame it without. Yeah. It is. Of course. I wasn't thinking. So for the item, it would be item 4 on at least my version of the agenda after approval of the minutes. And you said 10 minutes. How should I phrase a challenge to by name or what?
I just call it challenge to the affiliate director's election. I don't know.
But there are two items. One is the affiliate director's election. The other one is Chris's current.
Yeah, and that's all coming from Lawrence Reyes.
Yeah, I understand that. Great. I'm saying how to. I'm thinking in terms of procedurally how to phrase it. It's all right. We'll figure it out offline, I suppose. But that should be a 10-minute item.
He has to have a motion. He has to have a motion ready. If he doesn't have a motion,
mm-hmm.
then we don't do anything. But I presume he has one since he's been very, very voluble about it in his emails. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
I think the word you're looking for is vocal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alex, I'm a little bit curious about how you phrase that. Is the proper way to phrase that challenge to director Corey's election? Or I don't really. I mean, I understand what the issue at hand is, but. The new directors haven't been seated yet. So what really is the challenge?
Well, my understanding is Mr. Reyes claims you're no longer a director.
That's what he claims. Yes.
Yeah. He's requesting that it be put on the agenda. So I'm just putting it on the agenda. That's all.
Okay.
I don't, I don't agree at all with his claim, but.
No, I understand that. I'm just questioning the wording. So this is the wording directly from Director Reyes. It's just not,
Yeah.
Okay. So that's how you want it. A challenge to Director Corey's election or.
I have
status?
A Chris.
Not your election. You weren't. You were elected a year ago. It's your
exactly
continuing directorship.
Right.
Oh, continuing directorship. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
And we'll have. I guess we'll have Arthur on the call for that one. both of them, I think, for the challenge to the affiliates, directors thing, too. Be aware, we're not going to go into the closed session agenda first, but I want to do the closed session before the open session on January 6th.
Right, right. So we'll have a time certain for the closed session, and then the open session will follow after that. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem.
Exactly.
We'll take care of it later. So, James, what's the title of your motion? Again? Third-party fundraising? Third-party fundraising?
I guess. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. It just needs to get a mention so that Paulina knows what to look out for. Okay. Governance.
I think our Paul points out we don't put the person's name on them, right?
Correct.
Good.
Yes.
May I just say to Paulina, I'll be forwarding that to you shortly, and I'm about to forward you the one for the closed session, just so you know it's coming.
Thank you. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Okay. Governance, anything from governance as far as we know? Okay. I'll just leave 5 minutes for that because we don't know. And personnel, same deal, I'm guessing. Okay. Do we know anything from programming by any chance? Personnel.
Okay. For programming, I would have to double check. I don't think they have anything fast and ready, but I'm not sure. There might be. So why don't you give it 5 minutes just in case?
I'll put 5 minutes. Strategic planning. Do we have an update? Alex, would you like to update it?
No, we haven't. We haven't met. We'll have one. I think we'll have to have one final meeting of strategic planning, and this will not be the last meeting of the 2021 PMB. I'm going to schedule another one.
Okay.
Maybe just one week before the transition meeting on the 28th, where we hand over, you know, everything to the 2022 PMB. Well, I think we'll have one final meeting before that. We'll have a report from the Strategic Planning Committee at that meeting.
Okay. Would you like to mention that date during the meeting?
Let me look at the calendar. Hold on. Okay.
I think the 27th is the day that the date of the PMB elections.
Oh, it's the 27th. Okay. So we could meet on either the 13th or the 20th. Let's make it the 13th.
Okay. You want to meet on a Thursday or on a Monday, Alex? Oh, you're looking at the December calendar.
Yeah, I'm talking about the PMB meeting. We can schedule a special PMB meeting on the 13th, and we can have a strategic planning committee meeting either on the 10th or 11th,
okay.
Monday or Tuesday.
Great, got it. Okay, that sounds good. Got it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, I don't believe the ad hoc loan committee has met, so I'm going to cross that one through. Development task force, we almost never know what's going on there because Nancy is, I'm not even sure that Nancy is chairing that anymore. Do we know?
Don't know.
No, the development task force is being chaired by Beth von Guten.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. Beth. Okay. I'm gonna leave her 5 minutes there just to report on the goings-on. Paulina, anything from COVID-19?
No.
Okay. All right. Unfinished business. What unfinished business, if any, do we have for the regular session? Anything we know about?
Well, there is an issue. Never mind. That's something I want to deal with in closed session.
Okay. Yeah. I'll just mark that as 10 minutes without any, 10 minutes without any description. Same for new business, unless anybody happens to know whether we have any new business. Okay. So I think that just about wraps it up, unless somebody has something to say about anything I may have forgotten. So right now, I'll read through what I've got for my little draft here. And if anybody can think of any additions or changes, that's great. So we got all the regular stuff. Then we got challenge to Director Corey's continuing directorship, challenge to affiliate director's election, ICFO report, Anita Sims, committee reports from audit, coordinating, finance, governance, personnel, programming, strategic planning. Do you want me to mix that out, Alex? No strategic planning report?
Yeah, we have nothing new to report right now. Yeah.
Okay, I'll nix it. Development task force, unfinished business, new business, and adjourn. Does that sound right?
Yeah.
Chris, would you mind going through it with the time allotted for each item? That way I can finish it right now.
Yeah. Sure, no problem. So challenge to Director Corey's continuing directorship, 10 minutes. Challenge to affiliate director's election, 10 minutes.
Yeah.
ICFO report is also 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes for the first two committee reports. Finance is going to get 10 because of...
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
What are the first two? It's audit, 3 minutes, and what else? What's that?
Audit and coordinating. Coordinating.
And what? Second. Coordinating, of course, coordinating.
Coordinating, yeah. This committee.
Yeah, got it.
Okay, and then finance gets 10 because it has one motion attached to it. Mm-hmm. And then we're leaving all of these sort of blank slate, unknown committee reports, whether they have them or not, as 5 minutes. That takes us up to unfinished business.
And that would be governance, strategic planning?
No strategic planning. Governance, personnel, programming, and development.
And development test. Right.
Got it.
I'll give
you a minute to catch up. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I've caught up.
Then we have unfinished. Okay. All right. Cool. All right. So we need to have a discussion of our closed session agenda.
Chris, before you go there, James?
Yeah.
I apologize. I was just distracted by a phone call. I just wanted to tell Paulina that, unfortunately, I just sent to her the motion from the Finance Committee that was supposed to be in the open session with a cover note saying that it was for the closed session. So,
no problem.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. So if there's no more business to attend to here, I'd like to adjourn to the closed session. We have another number to call in on. Would it be okay for me to ask everybody to be there at 7:40 Eastern, which is 5 minutes from now? Will that work for everybody?
Sure. Chris, quick question actually to everybody. I'm looking at KPFTX right now, and for some reason – I'm looking at the meeting list. Our meeting tomorrow is not showing up.
For January 6th.
Meeting.
Oh, no, it's not for tomorrow.
Thank you. Oh, my gosh. Okay, all right. I'm going crazy. Now, that's starting to make a lot more sense. Well, that's what happened to me for having missed one. I missed one PMB meeting, the last one, and now I'm all confused.
See that?
Okay,
you're lost now.
I'm completely lost.
Yep.
Okay, sounds good.
So just for clarification, the call-in number is still the same number. It just has a different code.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
Okay.
Yes
that's
okay.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
See you
thank you.
Okay,
bye.
See you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, see you in 5 minutes. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.
Bye.